Ancient prophecies of the Bible are God's floodlight on the future. But why turn to the Bible for light? What sets the Bible apart from all other religious books and writings? The answer is simple, yet profound. In the pages of the Bible, there are approximately 1,000 prophecies, more than half of which have already been literally, accurately fulfilled. The rest of the prophecies are in the process of being fulfilled before our eyes. Not one prophecy in the Bible has ever failed. The Bible has an astounding, unparalleled track record of forecasting what lies ahead in the darkness. Nothing else is even close. Only the Bible can accurately tell us what time will become in the days ahead. For this reason, the Bible serves as our prophetic light to discern the future of the world and our own future. The sequence of end-time events presented in this book is based on the premise that the rapture, the sudden catching away of all believers in Jesus to heaven, is the initial event of the end times and that the rapture has already happened. That with the occurrence of the rapture, the prophetic trigger will have been pulled. That there's no stopping the series of end-time events that will ensue. If that view is correct, and I'm convinced it is, you may be reading these words after the rapture, but you may be reading this before these foretold events occur, or you may be reading these words and reeling in the immediate aftermath of the mass vanishing, or you may be reading these words several months or even years after the vanishing. Regardless of when you're reading, this book covers events that will happen to those who are part of the terminal generation when time is short, very short, and there is no way to avoid what's coming. I know that sounds ominous, but it's true. At this point, there is no reason to tiptoe around the truth. If you're reading these words after the disappearance of millions of people, the rapture, you are part of the generation that will experience a series of cascading calamities unlike anything in the annals of human history. The world is on the precipice of a plunge into a time of unparalleled trouble. Jesus spoke of this terminal generation 2 millennia ago when he said, "Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened." Matthew 24:33-34. What's happening around you is undoubtedly traumatizing and deeply disturbing. You may feel like you're in the cast of an apocalyptic movie set in a dystopic future. I'm sure you have found yourself asking questions you've never asked before and never dreamed you would be asking. Even so, no matter how ominous things look, God is still in control and holds the future in His hands. God is the director and producer of the final drama. As Sinclair Ferguson reminds us, that is why we can be quietly confident, not because we know exactly what God is doing in this unpredictable world, but because we know that what is unpredictable to us is already predicted by Him. Someone, maybe a relative or close friend who cares about you deeply, may have given you this book and asked you to read it in the event people all over the world vanish in a split second of time. Perhaps you picked it up because you are shocked, afraid, and confused about what's happening and what lies ahead. Or maybe your curiosity has been piqued and you are reading this book before the vanishing of millions of people all over the globe. No matter why you're reading this book or when you're reading it, you're probably wondering, is there hope? I can answer with a definite and resounding yes. I wrote this book for you with one simple purpose in mind, to give you hope in the darkness. You must, however, take care that your hope is accurately placed. You must put your hope in Jesus Christ. Please know that I have prayed earnestly for you that this book would find its way into your hands and that God will use this book to shine the light of Jesus Christ into your heart. During the French Revolution, political prisoners were herded into dungeons. In one cell, a prisoner had a Bible. His cell was crammed with men who wanted to hear the Word of God. Once each day, for only a few moments, a shaft of light would come through a tiny window near the ceiling. The prisoners devised a plan whereby they would